company's funding readiness. Let's dive right into it. So now what is the outcome of this exercise? First, you get a snapshot of what strengths and weaknesses from a funding perspective in one frame. For example, if your team box is empty, you need to put together a core team before approaching investments. Second, you can discuss this matrix with your prospective investors and mentors and get their feedback. Based on this feedback, you can create a target matrix and work towards achieving the target. Quite often, it happens that investors are expecting high traction. For example, you have 100 paid users, but your investors expect 1,000. This means that you will have to recalibrate your target proof of concept box to reflect the expected traction. I hope this exercise has helped you determine if your business is an attractive investment opportunity and whether you should go ahead and raise a round of capital. Now that you know what it takes to raise